Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Preservationists and neighborhood residents are fighting to save a century-old school building in Roxbury that the city plans to tear down. The city of Boston wants to make way for the first new school to be built in more than a decade, but critics say they should look elsewhere. WBUR's Dolores Handy tells us why.
Perched atop a steep hill on Greenville Street, just blocks from Dudley Square, sits what until June was the Dearborn Middle School. The building first opened in the 1913-1914 school year as the High School of Practical Arts for Girls. It was the first public vocational high school purposefully built for girls in Boston. Barry Gaither is director and curator of the National Center of Afro-American Artists and works with Boston's Museum of Fine Arts.
The largest and most important building built by the schoolhouse department in many years.
Gaither and many neighborhood residents want the building declared a historical landmark that should be preserved.
That building is a stable part of this community for more than 100 years.
So this is a full-fledged apartment here.
Touring the building, you find a spacious one-bedroom apartment with an amazing view of Boston skyline on its top floor. It's where young women were taught the practical arts skills of homemaking. There's a living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom, a bathroom complete with a bathtub. It even has a laundry room with a row of pull-down ironing boards.
That they had areas where they made beds, areas where they set tables, the practical arts in that time.
In 1954, the building became the home of Boston's Girls High School. Then, 20 years later, the building became inextricably linked to one of the most chronicled educational crises in Boston's history, the effort to desegregate public schools. In 1974, it became Roxbury High. That school and South Boston High were paired together to be integrated by race, with students from both neighborhoods bused to the other ones.
These moments can't be removed from memory. In a certain sense, tearing them down is ripping them out of the story. They belong to a story from which we should be learning.
But Boston school officials say the city must move forward. School Department Director of Facilities Management, Carlton Jones, says the location is the ideal spot for a new school for 6th through 12th graders that's dedicated to teaching science, technology, engineering, and math, a STEM school.
As education has changed and as society needs have changed, the school and school system has to adapt along the way. Now we're moving towards the 21st century, where we're moving towards STEM education.
Residents who want to save the building say there are many other sites in Roxbury where the new school could be built. Jones acknowledges this is the only site that was considered.
We didn't look for sites at all for this project, simply because our original focus was rehabilitate and renovate the school. And then once that determination was made that that wasn't feasible, then it was about, okay, how do we rebuild on the same site?
And school officials worry that choosing a new site for the STEM school could put all of its outside funding in jeopardy. But neighborhood residents like Lorraine Wheeler say they're confident that would not happen and say that wishes of neighbors must be respected.
Even though there are many places in Roxbury where there has been a negative type of urban renewal, demolition of buildings, that neighborhood, most of the buildings remain standing, and so that building matches our neighborhood. We don't have a problem with it being renovated. We don't have a problem with it being reused in some other fashion.
The Massachusetts Historical Commission says it is determined that the proposed project would have an adverse effect through the destruction of a historic property. It's asking for feasibility studies and analysis of alternative locations for the school and of potential other uses for the school building. An appeal to the Boston Landmarks Commission by neighborhood residents resulted in a 90-day demolition delay. That delay expires today. But school officials say even though they'll begin preparations, they are holding off for now on demolition work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.